Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
The big Friday edition of the podcast.
Can you please stop that?
Don't.
It's Friday.
I know that.
Well, what's a Friday?
It's mostly
something millennials say.
It's mostly just to rile Spider up.
Actually, are you a millennial?
I am a millennial.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, you get this. Apparently, this has been out forever. Voice assistant stuff with Siri, but now you don't even have to touch your phone, and there's an option where she'll just pick it up all the time. Pick up your voice. Or someone who sounds like you. I'm going to see how you guys go today. I'm going to see if you can activate
my... I don't understand.
This sounds weird. Hey, you two, do you want to activate my Siri? Hey?
Are you Siri?
Oh, wow. Okay, you've just turned 80.
Hey. Yeah. That's the only dad joke on the podcast.
There we are. Also, there's a situation where... This is a tough one. This is polarized. Everyone on the net... a crying baby in a unit, paper-thin walls, and they got a note from the neighbours to say, look, we didn't choose to have babies. Please, can you consider everyone around us? We're not sleeping. And keep it down to a minimum.
Seriously, it is the worst noise in the world. I know.
You went back four times.
I know. Oh, look, I hated the cry. That cry is the worst. And when you haven't had a... Seriously, if you haven't had a child for, say, a couple of years and you're, okay, then we're going to have our second... The moment that cry starts, you think, why on earth did I go back here?
You said that recently. I said, are you ever going to have another child? You went, nut because of that.
You can't do the cry. The cry gets, it is.
Oh, no, it's beautiful, isn't it?
I've only had one and I've only had it for 6 weeks. So ask me a bit later down the track.
Nah, it's a sound that you don't want to go back to hear again.
Dicko's on the show today. Speaking of sounds you don't want to hear again, we've had some auditions. Some better than others, but he's going to announce the winner of the lead singer role in our band, the supergroup Bridge and Spider, performing almost the greatest gig on earth on Saturday next weekend. So we'll find out who is going to be representing on the podcast.
And what song we're going to be singing.
Hey, you guys all know about like a voice assistant you get on your phone, or even the Hey Google at home.
Mm.
They freak me out. We got rid of ours because you're just talking about random stuff. And then Google goes, oh, Tom Cruise was a actor. You know, just goes on and on. It's all quite weird how they listen. What are you smiling at?
I never activate any of those.
No, well, it's weird because Jamie, my partner on his phone, he just got a message to say that if you want your phone to listen to you at all times, even when the phone is turned off, your assistant, you can just take a sample of your voice and it'll only respond to your voice or one that is similar. Now, you were saying, Ben, because you're young. This
not that young.
This isn't new technology.
No, it's been around for ages. You say, hey Siri or hey Google or whatever you got.
Is this how they do a lot of research?
Yes. So then now Jamie's going off. He's got a Google phone. He's like, they're going to share my metadata or spy and they're going to steal my metadata.
Mm.
And then what they do, but this is actually what they do, to sell on to companies that then sell it back to you.
Yeah.
But it is all weird. Like last week I had a few really bad migraines. Then all of a sudden, all of my news feeds, everything had ads for migraine relief.
Okay.
And that was just talking about it, not even talking to Siri.
Imagine what would come up Jamie's with 5G out at the moment.
Oh, stop. Okay. So the thing is, I thought this was funny because it said it'll respond to your voice or one that's similar. So Jamie didn't know I was recording him last night. And I wanted to see if he could maybe...
Unlock yours.
Unlock mine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Have a listen.
Let's try.
Hey, Siri, this is the interview I want to see.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Siri.
How do you speak like that?
Siri.
I can't do your voice. Right.
Try and do my voice.
I did.
Go on.
Hey, Siri.
I don't sound like that.
I'm trying to do as best I can. I can't do your voice.
Try it again.
Hey, Siri.
I don't talk like that. So then it started a bit of an argument. No.
Okay.
Because I don't sound like that. So I want to try to see
if you can unlock
my phone. And because it's, you know, it'll respond to my voice or one that's similar.
Okay.
Go on. Ready? Here, I'll hold the phone up to you. Go.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Nasally kind of...
I'm trying to... Well, I don't know.
Do I sound... I don't sound like that.
Yeah, here... Okay, then, here. Ready?
Mm.
Hey, Siri!
I can do it.
Stupid.
I reckon I can get Peter, I can do Bridges.
Hey Siri, I don't know. How do you sound?
Be normal. As you would say to me, just be normal. Just one more and be normal. Be normal me.
Hello, Siri.
No, hold it over here. I'll do it.
Okay. Here we go.
Say something for me. Say, hey, how are you going?
How you going?
No, in your normal voice.
That is my normal voice.
Okay.
Ready?
In the pool. Hey, Siri.
You sound like a jockey.
In the pool.
It's a pool.
Yeah,
what are
we're
you
saying.
On about?
In
you're saying pool.
In the pool.
Don't start me on pool. It's a pool.
Pool. Yeah, that's
we're
what I'm
in
saying.
Queensland.
Pool.
It's a pool.
So Siri's not picking us up.
Hey, Siri. Pool. Pool.
Of course not.
Hey, Siri.
Sorry. I'm still not sure about that.
Did that mean it worked?
I'm not sure about both
it
of
worked.
You either.
Oh, now mine's working. It thinks that I sound like you.
This is a disaster.
There's all phones going off throughout the Golden Tweet Ghost right now, freaking out.
Actually, that's a funny one. Should we just say it and see if anyone's phone works?
Yeah, let's do it. We'll all do it. You go.
Hey, Siri.
That's your phone.
Hey, Siri.
Spider, get out of my phone.
That's weird. Hey, Siri. Who do you want
to... No one.
Oh, yeah, mine went off as well. There we go, that's funny.
And sorry if you're driving and your phone starts
sorry
talking
about
to you.
That.
Hey, Siri.
Imagine if that wakes you up. You sound asleep.
I know.
I am so going to send your missus text messages now. The Siri.
I've asked you not to do that before. So
this is a really tough call. A lot of people are polarised about this note that was left in the next door neighbour's unit complex. It said, we just wanted to let you know that unfortunately we've had a number of disturbed nights sleep recently due to the thinness of walls between units. And these days we know, you know, all the new high-rises, they're thin. And the neighbours added, look, I know we don't have kids, but we understand it's not at all easy to soothe a crying baby, but we would really appreciate anything you can do to help us get more sleep, particularly in the early hours of the morning. Very polite note at the end. Thank you for your consideration. I'm sure we can move forward. Now, this has absolutely divided everyone on the net.
Well, a baby's cry divides everyone.
Mm. Well, it's true. I mean, some people are saying, oh, you're not a parent, you'd never understand. I get that, but that really annoys me when people say, you'll never understand and categorise me. But a lot of people say, why fume? It's the most polite note ever. I think it's polite. Some people have said, as if parents don't have it hard enough. They don't have kids. They don't understand. They're losing sleep and they're not the ones who decided to have a baby. There's some of the comments. I want to know where you guys sit. I feel really sorry for the parent. I just think, what if your child is sick on top of that? You're already stressed. It's hard enough being a parent and you're stressed about your neighbours not getting any sleep either.
I think you've got to look, having kids, I know what the neighbours are feeling as well. So I sit there and go, the neighbours are right. You've got to play some role as a parent to try and minimise the noise, especially if you're in a complex. If you're in a house and, you know, you're out in the country, whatever it is, that's fair enough. But if you're in a complex like that, I think there are, a degree of
etiquette
that you've got to make sure you do whatever you can. I know they don't, because some people have different baby techniques saying allow it to cry itself to sleep, allow it not to have a dummy, allow this, which probably makes it a lot worse for the person living next door. So,
or the child could have reflux or be really sick.
Colic.
Or,
I think it's up to I think the parents have to play a pretty big responsibility, especially if they're living in a complex.
What do you reckon, Ben, as a new dad?
Well, I completely understand where they're coming from, but it is hard. You can't just tell a baby to stop crying much as I would like to.
And you can't then retaliate by blasting Metallica to drown out a child. You know what I mean?
Well, I haven't tried that. Maybe you'd fall asleep to Metallica.
But we want to see what the Gold FM family think. Give us a call on 13 20 710. Five calls says it all. A quick poll is a good poll.
Yes. Who is right? Is it the person, the neighbour complaining, or is it the parent? Is it okay for the baby to cry? Because
that's just what babies do.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about this. And best caller going to score a meat tray today. We've got Love Day's quality meat tray up for grabs. So 13, 27, 10.
That'll shut any baby up.
Yep. And the parents.
We got Tom in Palm Beach. What do you reckon?
Mate, I reckon the parents are in the right. The neighbour, it's much easier to buy a set of earplugs if you got an issue with a crying baby.
That's right. That's a proactive thing to do, right? Then everyone's happy.
Well, And it's not forever. They'll grow up. And, you know, people don't have babies. Not everyone has, but we've all been a baby.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, Tommy. Yep.
Thanks, guys.
We got Leah. Leah and Tweed Heads, what do you reckon? Who's in the wrong? Who's in the right? Should you allow the baby to cry or...?
I side with the parents completely, and I think it's crazy, you know, that everybody acts like they were never a baby themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just bizarre. Like, we're a species that don't look after each other. And these poor parents, nobody likes hearing a baby cry, especially the parents. It's so distressing. So I just feel like the neighbours should just, you know, man up and buy some earplugs and enjoy their sleep.
Okay, thanks, Leah.
Yeah, well said. Okay, we've got Hayley in Labrador. Hello, Hayley. What side of the fence are you on?
I kind of agree with the parents, but the neighbours as well. I've been on both sides of the fence. I have two children. My eldest is almost 3.5. My youngest is 6. My eldest had severe colic. She had silent reflux. She didn't sleep through until she was 2 years old. And I would spend 5-plus hours every night with her screaming and crying at the top of her lungs.
Honey.
And the neighbours were the last on my mind because I was upset, I was crying, I had postnatal depression, you name it, trying to soothe her.
Okay, but Hayley, you can't sit on the fence.
And my 6-month-old has slept 3 from 2 weeks. And she is an absolute dream. And our neighbours didn't even know she existed until she was 1 month old and they saw me at the front with her.
Hayley, you're saying, though, that really, if you're a neighbour, you should think about the whole thing. The child could be sick, you could be going through postnatal, you're doing your best.
Yeah.
That's right, and it's not just that, but, I mean, rather than having a bit of a rant, I guess, about, you know, your neighbour's baby crying, go and offer help.
That's right.
Kerry and Terranora, whose side of the fence are you on here? What do you reckon?
I'm going for the parent.
Yeah.
Because they're little babies. They're not yapping dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on the yapping dogs.
Excuse me, you can put a citronella collar on a dog like I do. You can't put a citronella on a baby.
Can't you?
Oh, Peter.
You tried it.
Thanks, Kerry.
But I think if the neighbours are having a problem, what they really need to do is, if it's really bad, close the windows. But really, for things to work out best, they're best to actually ask the parents if there's anything they can do to help.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
The parents are new parents, they've got a new baby, they're frazzled, they've got lack of sleep. They don't need a cranky person yelling at them, telling them to shut the kid up.
Here, Kerry, thank you.
I think, you know, you need to make peace with your neighbours. And Kerry, you can do that with a meat tray today.
Hey!
You got $100 voucher, home of the Gold Coast Best Sausages, Love Days Quality Meats, Treetops Plaza in Burley.
Well done.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Almost the greatest gig on earth is Australia's biggest 80s music spectacular.
It's the biggest 80s anthems by the best musos from today. August 10th at Hodder.
And the guy behind it, Dicko, put out a challenge for Bridge and Spider.
Listen, guys, I've got a bit of a challenge for you. We've actually got time to put one more track in. But for this one track, you two have got to be in the band.
So they got to work.
And all the love I have is a special.
Through the audition process.
Gonna use my style.
Singing, I love rock and roll.
Oh, I dance with somebody.
Go and break my heart.
And now, it's time to reveal the winner.
Well, Dicko, we've been waiting for this moment. Who have you chosen to front myself and Bridge the band? Well, our performance, pretty much, to cover us.
Well, look, it was a fantastic day of auditions yesterday. I forgot how much I'd really enjoyed sitting in front of nervous people.
Oh, you know?
And I'm not talking about you two. No, you two did a good job as well. Well, one of you did. Spider... You need a little bit of...
Hang on.
But you were a good judge, though.
Dicko, Bridge. I don't know. You call me Marsha at some stage. I don't know if that was a compliment or not.
Well, you sat on the fence all day long. I'm surprised you haven't got splinters in your back.
So who's the winner?
Okay, we have chosen this lady. It is a lady.
Okay.
And she has got an amazing voice. But more than anything, I think we've chosen her because there was an oversight. We didn't have this artist on the lineup because we couldn't find someone to do it. Now I'm thrilled to announce that we will have our Whitney Houston moment because our winner and performing at almost the greatest gig on earth next week at Hutter is... JJ, Jody, yeah. Joy, well done, darling. You are a star performer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, how really? About that? Now, Whitney Houston, you up for that? It's a big song, needs a big voice.
Dicko, as long as it's not 8 o'clock in the morning again, we'll be right.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be on later in the day. You can have a couple of looseners before you go on stage. But listen, one of the serious reasons why I wanted you, beyond the fact that you sparkle, beyond the fact that you've got a wonderful voice and you'll do a brilliant Whitney, you're also a vocal coach, are you not?
I am, yes.
So I'd
like to help them.
That's good, and because they do need a lot of help, Bridget and Spider.
Hey, so
we kind of get a 2-for-1 here. We get our Whitney, and we get a vocal coach for you two, because I don't want you two dragging her and our show down.
Well, JoJo, this is a bit of your audition.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Yeah.
You were incredible. You were my favourite.
Thank you so much.
We could add to that easily.
It was great fun. I feel it sound even better with you guys.
Oh, excellent. So, JJ, have you thought about your outfit? Because it's all about the bling as well.
Well, it's got a diamonds, I think, and something very tight.
And what about Spider? What should he wear?
Something tight and diamonds.
Yeah? So we're going to be dazzling.
We could be matching.
No, wow. That's good.
Well, let's hear Spider sing a bit of the song, shall we?
Oh,
go.
Right.
Three, okay. Two, one.
I don't even know the song. I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, dear.
I want to dance with somebody.
Okay.
No one wants to dance with you.
JJ, you may need to book the next week off work. There's a lot to go here.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do.
All right. Look, welcome to the gang, JJ. Yay. You are amazing.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, JJ. Rehearsals start in 5 minutes. Spider needs as much as he can get.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much for auditioning and congratulations. Almost the greatest gig on earth is Australia's ultimate 80s live music spectacular at Hotter next Saturday.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to all of those fabulous people that turned up yesterday for the auditions. They were all champions. They all gave it a go. And it was a very close decision in the end, but we went with JJ. But thank you to everyone who turned up. And come along to the show. Come and see what you could have done.